Let's make it your house. As opposed to their apartment. We're here with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group. Interest rates, look in your crystal ball. Tell me how long rates are going to be at this. This is free money. How long is it going to be there?
Well, I wish I could predict it exactly.
Come on.
There's no way to know for sure.
Shake that crystal ball.
But there, it seems to me, and it's my opinion, that we do have to see interest rates increase at some point. Maybe soon, maybe this year, maybe next year, maybe next month. I don't know. But just looking historically at what happens, it is common, and it's happened every time that I can think of, is when there's an administration change, the general tendency is for mortgage rates to increase, regardless if it's Republican or Democrat. Okay. We do see after an administration change, we'll see a spike up. We saw that in 2016, and to the point where even in 2018, it got to a point where those rates were the highest they had been in 12 to 15 years. Then we saw things come back down after that, and then we saw that with the previous administration also. So there's that. And then the other thing that's happening right now that's keeping the rates low is that the Fed has been involved in purchasing mortgage-backed securities, and the purpose of that is to help stabilize those markets during COVID and help keep things stable and affordable to help drive the economy. So there has to come a point where the government intervention in mortgage-backed securities has to taper off, and then at that point, we would expect to see mortgage rates increase. And then a lot of it too, just sentiment. We'll see how with COVID, as there's more data that comes from the vaccine, and as things calm down on COVID, especially with success of the vaccine, it would seem to me that then we should see economically, we should see rates increase after that, as there's more confidence in the health.
You know, my question is, it's simple. You know, I'm a carpenter. I'm a concrete finisher. But if I had a vault of money and I wanted to be invested in real estate as opposed to the market, I would buy real estate. I would never buy a mortgage that I'm going to make 2.6% interest on. I'd buy the house and jump on the appreciation wagon and the tax credits.
Exactly. And that's why.
So who buys paper at 2%?
Well, right now the government is. And so when they stop, then, you know, on the Wall Street end of things, then what has to happen, there's not demand for the lower returns on these rates. And so the demand for those mortgage-backed securities, in order for that to go up, the rates would have to go up accordingly.
Or you can go to the bank and put in a savings account and get 1/4 of 1%.
Harold, I have a question for you. You know, it can be really, really frustrating in a hot market to try to find a house. We helped our daughter move to their home after they came back from overseas. Mm-hmm. And the market was so hot that we would watch the listings every day. And before, even if it just hit, by the time we got there, there'd been 10 people already through the house.
Yes.
And so someone said to our daughter, Rachel, said, write a letter. Tell them why you want the house. And you know that's how she got a house?
That's very much a thing. And that is something that that I've even seen personally, where it's when I sold my very first house that I purchased, and so there was some sentimental value to it because I raised a family there.
Sure.
The one of the buyers, I have multiple offers on it, and one of the buyers wrote a letter to go along with their offer. That explained that they're starting their family. And so I had a connection with that. And that even though their offer was a little bit lower, I was more interested in helping the new family start their lives in the house that I did exactly the same thing earlier. And so we do see that. And I hear those stories from real estate agents also, in that in a market that's super competitive, give yourself an advantage as much as you can. And if you can't go higher in price, then tell the story.
Getting out of apartment and buying, you'd call Galaxy Lending Group.
602 595-1233.
Refinancing your current 4, 5, or 6% mortgage, you'd call Galaxy Lending Group.
It's 602-595-1233.
Sean and Gilbert wants to talk to somebody about restructuring his jumbo loan.
602-595-1233.
Harold, it's always a joy. I love the way you cover this topic.
Thank you so much, Rosie. I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, folks. Now, look, we want you to get in a house. We want you to have your home rather than their apartment. I mean, it's just the right thing to do. Don't live through the horror stories of property management people or neighbors that don't respect your privacy or don't understand what it means to turn the volume down at 9 o'clock at night. Get in to your own home and then stay close to Rosie on the house, because we'll make that home ownership a successful step in your climb to success.
Which is what the next hour for. It's the open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. Once you're in it, there's a lot of maintenance, a lot of maintaining, a lot of things break. Appliances, computers, the smart home. Well, we take care of it. Next, 1-888-767-434.